We're middle of Simen Reish Chav Siv Beis. We're middle of Hilchis HaTavos Chaloyim. Zog the Mechaber, Yofi Tainis Levatel Chaloyim Ra Ke'esh L'Noiris. There's a skula, a Tainis could be Mevatel HaChaloyim Ra, or Vivayt HaChaloyim Ra has a Koyach. A Tainis is the best Eitzah to be Mevatel it. Ke'esh L'Noiris, just like fire burns material. So Memele, a Tainis could be Mevatel HaChaloyim. Mishabura says that's dafke if you do tshuva together with a tainis, because the point of a tainis is daima to a korban l'chait. Just like a korban is only mechapra on a chait, only when there's tshuva. Because otherwise, shteit zevach resham te'eva. So you have to be a tzaddik. So therefore, the korban only works with tshuva. Same thing, tainis only works with tshuva. However, zakta Mishnabura, even though this is a tremendous eitzah, levatel chaleim ra, but a ishem uberis or a menekes, should not fast, because we see even Hilchas regular Tainis, it says they shouldn't fast, sakana for the Vlad. Rather, yivdu b'momen, exactly how much momen they should give, so that's mevur and simen shin la medalad and Hilchas Shabbos over there, it's mevur, that if you want to be paid that Tainis with tzedakah, how much money you should give. But kaponim, that's the eitzah for these women. However, even though shtei dod is an Indian of Tainis, but there's no chiv, zok the Mishnah Berurah, it's only rishus. This, that tainis works, is only by bayayim. Tainis doesn't work on another day. And it's such an important thing that even in Shabbos, where generally there's an iser lehisamis, but tainis chaloyim is mutter to fast. And the reason I believe is because the problem with fasting on Shabbos is it's a lack of oinik Shabbos. But here, this is your oinik because you're so scared of the cholim. And this is the only way to get rid of the problem of the cholim. So maybe this gufa becomes an oinik. Pais can bring down that if you fast the tainis chaloyim, then you say aneinu when you daven. Mishabur brings later in Simen Reish Mem Tes that if someone fasts the tainis chaloyim on Erev Shabbos, hayois, the point of the tainis is machmas hasakonah, to be mevar the chaloyim. So you should be machmer and be mashlim the tainis. You go till tzeis and you fast, because if you don't fast all the way till dashlamas hatainis, could be it won't work. Simen Reish Chaf Aleph Birchas Haydo Asak Shom. Zog the Mechaber. Mehoyu Bitzar Machmas Atziris Geshomim V'yordu Gshom. If a person was Bitzar because it hasn't rained, and now the Bein Shem helps and it rains, Mevorchem Aleim, you make a brocha, we'll see in Siv Beis exactly what the brocha is. And the Chiddush is, Afa Pishlo Yordu Adayin Kedei Revi'ah. Even though it was a drought till now, and the Kedei Revi'ah, how much you need for this period of time, there wasn't yet enough rain kefi what you need for this revia. Still, mishiyardu kolkach, if enough rain came down, sherabu ala oritz, sheyalu aleim ababuas min hamotir, v'yelchu zel likrazeh, which in the Gemara uses the term like chasen goes likras kalat. There's enough rain that came down on the ground that when more drops come down, the drop bounces in the rain that's already on the ground and it jumps up, a drop kenegdei. That's a kamas of rain. So again, it's not enough rain that's supposed to come in this period, but in this storm, there's that much rain that there's enough rain on the ground that when drops come down, it'll jump up kenegdoi. That's a shear where you make this bracha. Zokter mo ago masha einu nahagim bezman hazeh bebrichas haksham. Today, befrat and chutz laretz, they don't make the brichas haksham. That's because mishum de medinas elu and chutz laretz tedirim b'ksham ve'einim netzarim kol kach. It's not too typical to have droughts. So may that's not such a great time. There's constantly rain coming. If there is a drought, then you would make the bracha in Chutz Laretz too. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in Eretz, even though the Mechaber's Lashon is Mehoyu Bitzar Machmas Atziris Gesham. So the Mashmoy says, when do you make this bracha that we're going to discuss in Siv Beis? Dafke, if rain hasn't come in a long time, and Baruch Hashem, finally the Baruch Hashem helps and it comes rain. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Yitochen, it brings from many Paiskim like that, that in Eretz Yisrael, where typically it's not rainy, but throughout the whole summer season, there's no rain whatsoever. So therefore, when the first rain comes, even if the rain comes bizmana, you didn't have to wait, you weren't bitzar because of a lack of rain. It's the first rain, and it comes bizmana. Still, everyone is very happy, because the rest of the time of the year, there is no rain. So it could be you have to make a bracha even the first time it rains, even though there's no tzar. And I, the Mechaber, says, Mehoyi bitzar machem satziris gesham. So he says, the ikir kavan of the Mechaber is lehafkia, that if it rains again, in other words, the first rain, you make a bracha. But now again, it rains tomorrow, it rains the day after, that you don't have to, because it hasn't gone a long time without raining. However, the Prima Gadim is mavur that even that the first time you should not make a bracha, if everything goes kashura and it rains when it's supposed to rain, then even in Eretz Yisrael you should not make a bracha. The only time you make the bracha is kiloshen hamechaber if there was takanat siris geshamim and they were betzar. The Bialacha has an arichas about this, and he comes out very stark, not like the Prima Gadim, that the Mashmoyis is taka that you should make a bracha even the first time in Eretz Yisrael. However, at the end of the Bialacha, he brings down Achakach Metzasi Bel Yirabe. He also says in Eretz Yisrael, it's a tzarachin ledina if you make a bracha the first time if there was no atzira. And therefore, the Bialacha Fierzai is Alkein Nire, the Yivarach Belay Shem Malchus. Benegay, the first time it rains in Eretz Yisrael, if it rained Bizmanai, there was no drought, you should make a bracha only Belay Shem Malchus.